This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More than half the residents of Nagorno-Karabakh have left and entered Armenia, setting up a humanitarian crisis. Already more than 66,000 people are in Armenia, and the world is taking notice. Phil Mercer in Sydney says a delegation from Australia is there seeing for themselves.
The lawmakers have described a shortage of humanitarian relief and a sense of fear among those who've been displaced. They're urging Australia and other countries to send more aid and medical supplies. Mark Cure is the New South Wales State Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism. He spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation from the town of Goris in Armenia.
We are seeing firsthand, I think, an international crisis unfold. We're seeing hundreds of cars and buses and open-top trucks.
Phil Mercer, VOA News. Sydney.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with India's External Affairs Minister on Thursday.
It's a pleasure to welcome my friend and colleague, Foreign Minister Jaishankar, here to the State Department, back to Washington. We've had very good discussions over the last weeks, of course, at the G20 in New York at the General Assembly, and I'm looking forward to pursuing this afternoon.
The meeting comes just hours after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he was sure U.S. Secretary Blinken would raise the murder of a Sikh separatist leader with his Indian counterpart when the two meet later in the day. India has dismissed Canada's allegations as absurd. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the status of the war and needs of troops. Zelensky said Thursday that Stoltenberg agreed to make efforts to get NATO members to help provide additional air defense systems to protect Ukraine's power plants and energy infrastructure that were badly damaged in attacks by Russia last winter. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit